Derry City's last home league game of the season ended in a 3-0 defeat to Cork City on Friday night. Former Derry player Barry McNamee opened the scoring on 14 minutes. Derry looked for a foul when McCarthy tackled McAneff outside the Cork box. The ref ignored the claim and Cork sped the ball upfield through Gary Buckley. He freed Barry McNamee on the right edge of the box and he stepped inside the 18-yard box and steered a shot past the Derry keeper. On 20 minutes, Ben Fisk hit a strong shot just over the Cork bar from 15 yards out. Seconds later, when the ball was back in play, Derry had possession through Aaron McAneff. He ran onto a pass from Rory Hale on the edge of the box. He should have shot first time, but he took a touch and pushed the ball out of play. Cork went 2 up after 48 minutes. Kieran Sadler's corner from the left was punched into the net by the Derry goalkeeper. On 57 minutes, Aaron McAneff's shot from 20 yards was palmed out by the Cork keeper Peter Cherry. Ben Fisk was the closest Derry player to the ball, but their keeper recovered quickly to gather the loose ball. On 62 minutes, Jared Morrissey appeared to foul Ali Roy in the Cork box. The ref dismissed what seemed a very good call for a penalty kick for Derry. 3 minutes from time, Shane Daly-Butts made it 3-0. He'd only come on as a sub 2 minutes before, and from 25 yards out on the right edge of the Derry box, he thundered a shot past the Derry keeper for 3-0. A disappointing end of the home campaign as they looked to wind down the season. It finished at the Brandywell on Friday night for Derry City. Derry City 0, Cork City 3.